A celebration at the White House. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. President Biden moments ago.
My fellow Americans, today I'm honored to officially introduce to you the next Associate Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States, Ketanji Brown Jackson.
This the day after her historic Senate confirmation as the first black woman to serve on the high court. A milestone for space travel with a liftoff in Florida, where Fox's Evan Brown is live.
And Lisa, the first ever private crew is on its way to the International Space Station.
3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition. Go Falcon, go Dragon, Godspeed, Axiom 1.
And four people who are flying on behalf of Axiom Space on a SpaceX rocket and capsule have blasted off this morning from the Kennedy Space Center. The trip costs $50 million per seat. The crew will spend 10 days in space, much of it aboard the ISS. And while they're paying customers, Axiom insists they are not tourists, but on a business trip. Axiom itself plans to build their own space station one day. Lisa?
Thanks, Eben. Ukraine gets a weapon it's been asking for, the S-300, an air defense system that can shoot down enemy aircraft, being transferred to Ukraine from Slovakia, which in turn will get a Patriot missile system being repositioned by the U.S. President Biden just out with a statement thanking Slovakia, warning that Russia is preparing for the next phase of war after failing to capture Ukraine's capital. Ukraine's president condemning a missile strike that killed at least 50 people at a train station in eastern Ukraine.
This is an ordinary railway terminal. People crowded, waiting for the trains to be evacuated to the safe territory.
President Zelensky, through a translator, addressing Finland's parliament earlier today, Russia denies hitting the rail station. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The ripple effects of Russia's war in Ukraine are spreading around the world in the food supply.
With Ukraine farmers unable to sow their crops, the UN Food and Agriculture Organization reports world food commodities prices have hit their highest levels ever after this warning to NATO by Secretary of State Blinken.
Russia's war of choice has raised the costs of basic staples, worsening the hardship that people were already feeling.
The UN price index for a basket of commodities with a steep rise over 12 points in February. The UN says the war in Ukraine was largely responsible for the 17% rise in prices for grains, including wheat.
Fox's Therese Crowley. Ukraine feeds 400 million people worldwide with its grain and corn, and it's the leading producer of sunflowers for oil. The jury's partially deadlocked at the federal trial of four men accused of plotting to kidnap Michigan's governor. The judge telling them to keep working. It's day five of deliberations. A new manhunt underway for the man accused of shooting Lady Gaga's dog walker and stealing her two dogs last year.
19-year-old James Howard Jackson was released from court after the charges against him were dismissed on Wednesday, but they were supposed to be replaced with a superseding grand jury indictment with new charges, also unsealed during Wednesday's hearing. That didn't happen, and the administrative error resulted in Jackson walking away a free man. Jackson was arrested along with four others last year after Gaga's dog walker Ryan Fisher was shot in the chest while he fought back against two men who were trying to steal the dogs. Fisher survived the attack, and Gaga's dogs were eventually found safe. Jackson was charged with attempted murder. Mike Unzelman, Fox News.
A mixed day on Wall Street so far. For the Dow, it's a rally, up 281 points right now, but the NASDAQ is down about 50 points. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.